And God's word says this in 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. John 8:36. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Yes, freedom is not free, and comes with many sacrifices. Blood, sweat, tears, loss of limbs, sight, mental disorders, PTSD, which some continually relive each day. Our military men and women are in a war as we speak for our nation's freedom and their families as well. They are putting their lives and families at risk every day as we sit in the comfort here at home. We have some of our own men and women that are in our church family that have served in the military in times past and present for years, and God saw fit to return them home safe and in our and in one piece, which I am very grateful. At this time, if anyone here this morning has served or is serving, please stand as your branch of service is played, so we might honor and recognize you and thank you for your service in serving our great country. Army. So blessed to live in a free country because of their service, but the ultimate sacrifice was given from God Himself when sending His own Son to the cross of Calvary to suffer and die for our sins, that we would be forgiven and spared from eternal separation from Him, so we could have eternal life with Him. So when you wake up tomorrow, please remember our military men and women and their families in prayer, that they would come home safe and in one piece as well. God's word says this in Titus 2:12, to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. At this time, Matt Glass and Aaron Tesmer would like to share a song with you called Under God.